You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
Outstanding.
Carol's always happy to be here.
She is always happy to be here. But why wouldn't you be?
She gets to hang with us all. She gets to sit next to me.
That's right. I get to sit next to Todd. There you go.
Well, someday we'll talk about the real reason why you're happy to show up here. But we got a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. Her name is Mel Hill. She's the Vice President of Residential Sales and Marketing with Old Castle Services. Welcome to the show, Mel.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us, Mel. Before we get into it, take a second. Share with us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I have actually been with Old Castle Surfaces in the countertop industry since 2000, so I'm on my 13th year. I like to think of myself as definitely a pro, but I still learn something new every day, so it's fun and exciting.
That's great. Tell us a little bit more about Old Castle Surfaces.
We have actually been in business since 1984. We started out doing just solid surface, which is primarily Corian back then. We were one of the first DuPont certified installers. We've grown. We now have 6 facilities in the Southeast. We're the 3rd largest in the United States, so pretty proud of that. And we have plans to keep growing. We're kind of a big deal down here. That's nice.
Hey, you just mentioned Corian, and I frankly am befuddled by all the different countertop surfaces that have come and gone and are still around and come back. Tell us a little bit about what kind of surfaces there are and which ones make the most sense in different conditions.
Wow, that's a hard question. There are a lot of different surfaces. We do granite, and there are over 400 different colors of that, and everything has 2 different names. And then there's solid surface, and there's 10 different solid surface providers, Corian being the most long-lasting in the marketplace. And then there's quartz as well, there's multiple players in that as well. Silestone probably being the largest, followed up by Viaterra and Cambria. So hard to choose. You really got to look at your lifestyle and figure out how you use your surface and then choose a product from there.
So of all those surfaces, and obviously y'all sell a ton of them, which one's the most popular?
Granite is still the most popular in the residential sector. Everybody sees it when you buy a new home. It's gorgeous. Mother Nature does a great job for us, so it's still what everybody wants.
It is beautiful.
I'm going to take you back to my last question. I'm not going to let you get away with saying it may be a difficult decision, but you know a heck of a lot more about it than I. So, I'll bang pots and pans around. I'm a rough cook. I love to chop vegetables and things. Mm-hmm. What other things should I even think about?
Oil is a big contender. Uh-huh. If you use a lot of oil, you should need to go with a product that's not porous. So we would steer you up. No granite, no marble. Realistically, quartz is the up-and-coming product in the marketplace. They're gaining market share. It is the Consumer Reports best product in the market. They're doing a great job with the quartz surfaces to look more like natural stone. So from a professional standpoint, quartz would be the go-to surface of the time. It's pretty durable.
So is it because it's durable or easy to clean, or why is it so popular?
Both. Since it's not porous and it's man-made, then it's scratch-resistant, heat-resistant. It has all the characteristics of a solid surface, but it's harder like the natural stones would be. So it has the best of both worlds.
Are there any guidelines about when or how long it should be in between replacing countertops, or is it just take a look at it and say, oh, I'm sick of it, or it's nicked up, or what kind of guidelines would you give us?
Yeah, it's very much an emotional purchase. So it could be a once-in-a-lifetime purchase, and you could really go all out and not be the only one you ever do, or you could go on a smaller scale.
Sounds like getting married.
Yeah. You could replace it every 3 years if you wanted to. So no, there's no true guideline on how often to replace it.
So are there specific colors of countertops that are really popular right now?
Whites. We have been in the white trend for about a year now. We actually are starting to see a shift more towards blue, believe it or not. And that's typically how it goes. It goes white, blue, and then green. So my thought would be that we'll go through that same cycle, and it's been pretty consistent for the past 13 years that I've been in the industry with that cycle.
All right. We'll be back with Mel Hill after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Mel Hill, Vice President, Residential Sales and Marketing with Old Castle Services.
I just, Mel, have got to let our audience know about this lively discussion we had during the break about blue countertops. And I kind of agree. Just trying to picture it in my mind, it's like, why on earth would anybody pick blue? Would you say that is part of the cycle?
It is. And typically when blue comes around, it's an intense blue. It's not a subtle blue. It's a really in-your-face kind of blue. So.
And is Delaney correct in her comment? Our producer said that it makes you eat less?
I have never heard that before, but I will certainly do some research when I leave here today just to make sure.
I need all the help I can get.
It's our new weight loss program.
Well, since we're talking about colors, how on earth does a homeowner choose what color is right for them?
It's really a whole package. You've got to look at your floor color, your cabinet color. Then you have to decide if you want your environment to have a cool tone or warm tone to it, because especially with the natural stones, you can go dramatically one direction or the other. So you got to pull together even your paint color and make sure that you're putting all the right elements together.
That kind of sounds like a lot of work, and especially for someone like Todd, who is, you know, kind of color challenged, it seems like it could be difficult. Is that something that you offer as a service in-house?
It is. It's one of the things that we are really good at here, actually. We do a good job of pulling everything together, and even though we don't sell cabinets, we still have cabinet doors on staff, so we can pull them all together and help you get a visual. But we are very good at the interior design side of the business.
Well, and despite it being obvious that Carol's picking on me, I really am color challenged, so I appreciate the comments there. Speaking of colors, and I don't mean colors now, but green, I mean, it's a topic that comes up all the time. Mm-hmm. Talk about green, not in the color sense, but in the environmentally friendly sense.
We do a lot of green products. We have recycled glass that we do, and then we also have some reclaimed wood, which is gaining popularity, which is kind of neat, so they tear down a barn and they use it to build a countertop. So that has been a growing trend, and you get a little certificate with it that tells you where it came from and what part of the United States. And so it's nice. We don't do a ton of green. It is a little bit more expensive, but we certainly appreciate doing those projects, because not only are they interesting and a little out of the norm for us, but we like to be as green as possible.
It's not easy being green.
It's not.
That's what Kermit used to say, right?
Full service.
So let's talk about home remodeling a little bit. What other products do you offer that can be used in home remodeling?
Our favorite product right now is called Forza Stone. It's actually new to the Southeast. They've been in Arizona for a while. They are shower walls, so it's a travertine and marble panel that gives you a groutless appearance. And I know I personally hate to clean grout, so for those of you that clean grout, this
count,
is a fabulous.
Me in. Yes. Count me in.
It's a fabulous option to eliminate that, and it looks gorgeous. And we're actually going to have that displayed at our showroom the beginning of April, so we're excited about that.
Anything in terms of choosing materials or styles or colors, if it's remodeling or new, is there really any difference in that? Or do I have to consider installation difficulties?
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference. New cabinets are really easy for us to go on top of. When it is an existing cabinet, we have to be mindful of what could possibly be under the existing countertops that we're replacing. So there's a little bit of an unknown factor there. But our guys are trained and go through installation and template courses, so they're certified to make sure that they try to think of every obstacle possible. But it's not something we would recommend for you to try it yourself.
How about what's coming next? What kind of trends do you see in the future, the next 3-5 years?
Quartz is what's coming next. Even though they've been in the marketplace for a long time, they haven't really done a good job of presenting themselves against granite. So while they've talked about the radon and things of that nature, they're finally gaining ground as the next big thing. And now they're putting effort into their color innovation and their style. And it's not just the speckled patterns that you used to see. They're really doing a good job with innovation and pushing it out into the marketplace as being the best product available. So quartz is where it's going
to
be.
Mel, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Old Castle Surfaces?
You can find us at oldcastlesurfaces.com, and you can reach us at 800-355-3108.
And the blue weight loss program can also be found there.
It sure can.
Outstanding. Well, Mel Hill, Vice President of Residential Sales and Marketing with Old Castle Services. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guests Rusty Perta and Walt Harrison. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
I have a fantastic offer from Trayton Homes for buyers looking for a new home in Kennesaw. Now, through the end of March, their beautiful Oakwood Creek community is offering $10,000 in free design center options.
Ten?
And there's more. They are also offering $2,500 toward closing cost on new contracts using one of their preferred lenders.
Goodness.
That's $12,500, Todd.
Thank you.
It's a good thing that you can add, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the only catch to it is there's only a few homes remaining in this intimate community of only 18 homes, which happens to be in the Harrison High School District.
Ah. Oh, all right. I know exactly where that is.
Yep. Great location. And these homes are priced from the 260s.
260?
260. Mm-hmm.
Plus, how much was that, Todd?
$12,500.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's a heck of a deal.
So, Delaney, you want to tell us a little bit about the homes?
There are 13 different 3 to 5 bedroom floor plans to choose from. They're all two-story homes with beautiful exteriors and architectural details, including brick, cedar shake, and stacked stone siding. The kitchens are upgraded with granite countertops, maple cabinets, recessed lighting, and stainless steel appliances. You can find hardwood floors in the foyer, powder room, kitchen, and breakfast area.
Sounds good. I've always been partial to stacked stone siding. I love how that looks.
Yeah. In fact, I drove through just, two, 3 days ago on the way home just to take a look at it. And it has just a nice feel, the whole neighborhood.
Again, you know, just to reiterate, Harrison High School District.
It's a great school.
Fry Elementary and Durham Middle.
Carol, where can people get more information about this?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. They can call the on-site agent, Catherine Schultz, at 770-420-1470 for details. Or, of course, they can always visit TraytonHomes.com.
Outstanding. I love Trayton Homes. All right. That wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guests. Say hello to Rusty Pirita, the Horticultural Services Account Manager, and Walt Harrison, the founder of Habersham Gardens. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks. Thank
you. It's good to have you. Before we get into it, take a sec. We'll start with you, Rusty. Tell us about you and your background.
Well, I'm from the Atlanta area. Started gardening in high school, went on to a small horticulture school in North Carolina, and then came back to the Atlanta area and started freelance landscape designing, and have transitioned into account manager for the horticultural services at Habersham Gardens. And we basically do estate gardening for the regular routine customers at Habersham Gardens is my main responsibility.
Outstanding. Walt, tell us about your background.
Well, I started landscaping shortly after I got out of college and enjoyed it and liked it, so I stayed with it. And about 30 years ago, founded Habersham Gardens and have been here ever since.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Habersham Gardens.
We're a full-service landscape company. We do plant installation. We do hardscape, irrigation, grading. We also maintain many accounts that we landscape and other accounts around town and do some commercial work also.
Rusty, when I hear horticulture, I think big farm. I don't know why.
Really?
Maybe that's just me. What?
Well, ornamental horticulture is landscaping woody plants, perennials, annuals that you would use to embellish your residence or a commercial property.
Yeah, how do you work with somebody? I mean, I'm looking at myself. I mean, I'll go to, you know, a nursery and grab a tree and throw it in the front yard and expect it to look wonderful. Talk a little bit more about how you'd guide somebody as misguided as me.
Right, you have to coach diplomatically, especially when folks don't really know what they're doing. You want to make sure that they're successful at what they're doing. So you try to, first of all, kind of realize what the problems are that they're having on their property, and then you want to try to give them real solutions to those problems. And it's so that landscaping is not always about aesthetics as much as it is about function. So you want to make sure that you're putting plants in the right spot for. You want to make sure that traffic flow is thought out, that drainage is addressed, erosion, privacy, those sort of things. And so people, a lot of times when you get to a property, they a lot of times have not even given any thought to some of those things. They just saw something at the garden center that looked great and they had to take it home. So you want to try to help them through that whole process.
Well, it is definitely spring. So what kind of gardening tips do you have for homeowners?
Well, it's a good time to go out and clean up your garden. cut back any of the things that have died back for the winter and are coming back for the spring. It's still time to get some grass seed out in those fescue lawns. Time to finish up your winter pruning because things are just starting to break and grow. You got anything else, Rusty?
We talked about pre-emerging lawns. If you're not overseeding your lawn, then to prevent the weeds that'll be coming up for the summer, you can put pre-emergence down to prevent that. Cutting back, we're starting seed for vegetable gardens and flower gardens. If you want to start seed ahead of time, if you do indoor germinating of the seeds for your garden.
You can also put out lettuce and spinach and arugula and that sort of thing now for early spring crops of greens.
Now, do you provide this kind of guidance to your regular customers? I mean, I'm thinking particularly of getting vegetables out and planted now early. I mean, it's not, I guess it should be in my mind, but it's not really. Is that?
We try to. And also, I really believe after years of doing this that you need to start with a plan. The most important thing you can do is have a plan of what work you want to accomplish. And either you do the plan yourself or you rely on an experienced professional garden designer or landscape architect to do a plan for you. And you follow the plan pretty close because if you go astray, you could just cause yourself a lot of work and end up with a situation you don't like.
All right. We'll be back with Rusty and Walt after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
We're back with Rusty Pierta and Walt Harrison of Habersham Gardens.
So talk to us a little bit about what kinds of plants we could be planting in our home gardens now.
Spring vegetables, the plants are actually available at the garden center now. That would be like broccoli, beets, lettuce, spinach, radishes, that kind of thing that you would think of in a spring vegetable garden. And it's not too late to be planting dormant trees and woody evergreens and shrubs.
Perennials are still good now. You can still put in your perennial garden.
Right.
But the summer annuals, you want to wait for a few more weeks until the temperature gets above freezing. And it's time to put in begonias and that sort of plant.
And we usually use April 15th as a guideline for that. So even though you may see them for sale elsewhere, it's really too early.
It's too early.
It's too risky. You may be replacing them again if you don't wait until our last frost date has passed.
Does that go for tomatoes, too? When are we supposed to plant tomatoes?
Yeah, after
April 15th. Okay. Yeah.
But you can start them indoors now.
That's too much work. I'm going to buy them already started.
file your taxes first.
Exactly. File your taxes and buy your tomatoes.
I got it. We do interviews in a lot of different industries, and green and sustainability pops up, it seems like, all over the place. Seems kind of an obvious thing that you folks probably deal with day to day. Talk to us a little bit about green and sustainability in gardens.
Well, sustainability, the concept of it came out of the early... They had things called xeric landscaping, and that was after all the droughts came to Atlanta, and mostly out west where they have a water problem, the idea of xeric landscaping developed. And it's a way to use water especially most efficiently. That was sort of limiting for the southeast, except we started having droughts also. But now it's sort of inclusive of trying to develop a landscape that is ecologically friendly, that doesn't impact the environment in a negative way, that uses scarce resources effectively and minimizes their use, water, and also limits the amount of toxic materials that are put in the landscape, such as herbicides, insecticides, air pollution from lawnmowers, and that sort of thing. And probably the best example is if you trade your fescue for a turf grass like Zoysia Bermuda, you don't cut the grass but about half as much during a year, and you save the fuel cost. That's a good example of it. And also there's a lot less water use with turf grasses than there are, say, fescue.
And they look just as good.
They look just as good.
Well, I like the idea of cutting the grass half the time.
Half the time.
And it saves you money, too. Yeah. I mean, on a personal level, on a on the world level, you're decreasing pollution, but on a personal level, you're really saving money, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. And time.
Well, yeah, you know, you talk about planting things that don't need a lot of water or don't need a lot of care. We had our entire house landscaped about 3 years ago, and about a year later, I would say a third of it was dead. And when the landscaper came back, his only rule I gave him was, if it died, don't plant it again. If it's there and it's still living, plant more of it. Because I'm not going to water this any more than I watered that. And I'm good. I'll water it for the first 12 weeks or so, but it better be okay after that. And so he did. He followed my new guidelines of if it was still alive, he could plant more of it. If it died, ripped it out. And I haven't had to do anything since. It's fantastic.
Now, you all have a garden center, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, talk to us about that.
The garden center, I think, specializes in unique and beautiful plant material that really you probably won't find at other locations in the Atlanta area. I think in particular, we're an independent garden center, local garden center. And so Walt does a lot of the sourcing for the plant material, and he has over the years developed some really good relationships with growers in the Southeast and is able to bring in a lot of unique plant material. I think that, to me, that's the most notable thing of Habersham Gardens.
It's also a fun place to go. I have people coming in sometimes at lunch, and I'll ask them, can I help you with something? They say, no, I've had a bad day at work, and I just really want to come to a very nice, peaceful place. And I'll say, well, just that's a compliment, and please just go and wander around, and so they do.
This is the Habersham Zen Garden.
It is. And if you've never been there, you really do need to come.
Oh, you got me talked into it right now.
Well, I know that you've got some upcoming events that give us good excuses to come. So what do you have coming up?
Every spring, Habersham has hosted an open house just to get people geared up for the spring planting season. And so we will have a Friday evening open house. I believe it's dated April 5th for this year.
But you can check the our Facebook page for that also.
Yes.
And the good thing about open house is we do serve some good wine. It's not expensive wine, but it's good wine. And my wife often does the hors d'oeuvres, and she's fabulous at it. So the food is really good. It's really worth coming to.
I'm in.
You should be.
I like food.
Well, Rusty and Walt, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Habersham Gardens?
Well, you can reach us at the website, habershamgardens.com.
And we can go to our Facebook page, Habersham Gardens, and find out phone numbers to contact everybody in the company with.
Outstanding. Walt Harrison, the founder, and Rusty Pierta, the Horticultural Services Account Manager with Habersham Gardens. Guys, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love you to comment and leave a rating on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Mel Hill, Rusty Pierta, and Walt Harrison, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.